Tishma, so we're discussing on Sunday night about the Indian of conversion. So the different components for conversion is, if you're a man, you need circumcision, and then everyone needs immersion in the mikvah, and everyone needs the acceptance of mitzvah. So it's clear for a man, you need circumcision and immersion. The question is, does the order make a difference? Like, do I have to do circumcision first and then immersion, or could I do immersion first and then circumcision? That's a major debate among the commentators. The opinion of the Rashba is that you have to do circumcision first and then immersion. Why, what's the big deal? Why can't you reverse the order? So he compares it to, we have a principle in the Talmud. The example gives, it's called, when someone goes to the mikveh, they immerse, they become pure, they become tahar. But, so there's an expression in the Talmud that if you're tovel v'sheretz biyado, you're immersing yourself in the mikveh and you're holding on to a dead mouse. In other words, a dead mouse is impurity. So obviously you can't be holding on to something which is impurity at the same time you're purifying. So the Gemara has an expression, Tovo v'sheretz b'yado. So he says if you do the immersion and you still are uncircumcised, you still have the foreskin, so that's like being Tovo v'sheretz b'yado. Like we have a similar halacha. There's a halacha of koshering. Let's say your dishes get mixed up with non-kosher, so you have to kosher them. So depending on how they got non-kosher, so let's assume you'll put them in hot water, and you'll kasher them. However, there's another halacha of tfilas kelim, nothing to do with kosher per se. If you buy a new metal pot, and it hasn't been used yet, so the halacha is you bring it to the mikvah. Just like the Jerusalem Talmud, it's like an immersion process. It's like a non-Jew to become Jewish has to go to the mikvah. So too, if you want to make your vessels, you want to make your dishes kosher, you have to bring them into the mikveh. So generally speaking, if you buy something new, you just put them in the mikveh. It's called tfilas kelim. What happens if, let's say, your Gentile friend gives you a nice, beautiful dish, a nice, beautiful metal pot, and he says, you take it, so it's not kosher. So you have two things you have to do with it. You have to kosher it, and you also have to do tfilas kelim. You got to put it, does the order make a difference? So that's what the commentators say, the same thing here. You have to first kosher the pot, so to speak, make it kosher, and then you put it into the mikveh, because else it's like tovel v'sheretz b'yod, it's like going to the mikveh and coming out and holding them out. So therefore, there are opinions that say that specifically you need the mila first, the circumcision first, and then the immersion. And then there's the other opinion of the Ramban who says that they could be done out of order. It doesn't make it, as long as you do mila, as long as you do tefillah, then it's okay. I don't care what order. We don't have time to go into its proof. So it's a debate, so therefore, since it's a debate on a major issue of conversion, so therefore the custom is, if you did immersion first and then circumcision, so you go back into the mikveh again, you don't make a blessing, and because of the doubt, so you go ahead and go back to the mikveh, and then when you come out, you're Jewish, according to all opinions. Rabbi Hanan Yemen Akasha Omer. Ratzah Kadosh Baruch Hu Lezachis Ovidam Tzav Mitzvah Shinamar Anach HaBeis Siman Tzidko Yaldil Torah V'Yadir.